I'm Colleen. Welcome to my How to Do Academic Research for the Social Sciences course. This is for undergrad university students or even high school students who are trying to get a little bit ahead while they get ready for university. How this course is going to be structured is that it's a series of short videos, each on a separate topic related to research, and the videos have adjustable speed, and then you'll also have an audible recording that you can download and listen to on your own. Each video will also have, they may have slides or screenshots. This one's just a video. And then when they do, those slides will be included as well. Each video also has a transcript, but it's not a verbatim transcript, although you can read along with it. It's actually a kind of a written version of the video for people who prefer to read, or you can follow it along through the video. It will almost match. It's just a little bit, I edit them a little bit to make them easier to read. You can go through them at your leisure. They're set up in the order that I think they're going to benefit you and that I think you might need them, but also you can just search for what you need. So for example, if you want to use Google Scholar, you can watch the Google Scholar video. If you want to learn more about using databases through your university's library website, you can also do that. I recommend starting with the basics and then the critical thinking component, and then the where to start video will be really helpful for you if you're just getting started. And this course is going to help you. I'm going to go over the basics of conducting academic research for your courses. It's a little bit more complicated than just using Google. I'm going to show you how to think critically about your course materials and also any academic research that you read. It's going to help not just with research projects and research papers or essays that you work on in university. It's also going to help with your other courses and assignments as you go through, because the critical thinking pieces will apply to pretty much everything you do. It's also going to give you the concrete steps to take to find academic articles to support your essays and assignments and to validate the ideas that you have that you're trying to communicate to your professors in your papers. So if you have any questions, you can add them in the comments here, or you can send me an email, colleen@chooseyouruni.ca, and I would be happy to get back to you. So if you want to keep going, check out the rest of the course now.